Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and last name, please?
Bornine Krantz.
And your zip code, please?
48306.
All right, and thank you for that. I am the supervisor that's on duty this morning. Can you verify your shipping address for me as well, please?
144 Ann Maria Drive, Rochester Hills, Michigan, 48306.
All right, thank you. And looking over this account, I do see the Lovish Grace Face Cream and Eye Serum product that was ordered back the 29th of November. Shipping costs $5.95 and $4.95 for both products to be shipped out. Now, when going online and ordering these products, we do have terms and conditions on the website that does tell customers that they must cancel within 14 days of placing the order. If it's not canceled within the 14 days, then they do ship them out to you every 30 days until someone decides to call in to have that account canceled. How may I help you this morning?
Okay. First of all, I am 70 years old, and I'm disabled. I live alone. I don't have any children or grandchildren. It's just me. And I fell 3 years ago, and I was paralyzed from the neck down. And I've been in rehab ever since, and I was doing pretty good. And in November, I think I might have seen the ad on TV. It's hard for me. I'm on so much medication, it's really hard for me to remember back. But I think I might have ordered it for my younger sister. And then, but I didn't realize that, you know, I was going to get it every month or anything. And the fellow that I just talked to, he said that it shows that the shipments, the product, whatever, were received here. But I've been in the hot, I fell again about 4 weeks ago. And so I've been in, I hurt my back and yada, yada. So I've been in the hospital. And again, I live alone. So if packages were delivered on the porch, you know, they've got the porch pirates, whatever. And I live kind of in a rural, well, not really rural, but anyway, our mail has been screwed up. But I swear to you and with, you know, God listening, I never got these products. Had I received them, I would have immediately called and said, you know, I don't want this stuff because it's not for me. I'm 70 years old, but that's not going to do anything for me. And I'm disabled anyway. So anyway, I have not received the products. And I explained to the fellow that I, since I've been in the hospital, you know, I haven't looked at my bank account, and I was just starting to look at it now because I'm back home now. And, that's when I saw this entry for the, so apparently I may have been charged in December and January also for these. And then I didn't get the stuff. First of all, I don't want it. I didn't expect it. And second of all, I did not receive it. Like I say, if I had received it, I would have immediately called, you know, to say, well, stop this because no, I, you know, I thought it was just a one-time thing for a gift. So how do I, you know, get these charges? Because I'm on Social Security now. I'm on my own, and these charges are going to make me not be able to pay my mortgage. And I'm serious. This is a lot of money to us.
Well, I do apologize, and I do understand everything that you're stating to me, ma'am, but I can't refund all these charges back to you. The only thing that I could do is on the most recent charge that came out, February the 1st, I can do a 35% refund on that, but we don't refund all these charges back because they are valid charges due to the terms conditions that's on the website. I can only do 35% refund on the most recent charge that came out of your account.
Well, who do I speak to that can actually help me?
No one. I'm the one that's going to be able to assist you on this account. We do all follow the same protocol. If the customer does not call in and cancel, then They're going to ship those products out to you every 30 days, and they're going to charge you the full price for those products. Now, the best offer that I can do for you is a 50% refund, but it's still going to be on the most recent charge because, like I said, no one here is going to refund all those charges back to you. You have been receiving our products ever since November.
No, this is what I'm saying. Even if I received the product, then I wouldn't be so upset, but I haven't received it. So I want to speak to the president or somebody higher up that's going to listen to me and listen to what I'm saying. I did not receive the product.
I'm listening to everything that you're stating to me, ma'am, by the USPS tracking number, which we do go by the USPS tracking number. The number is stating that they was delivered, not on your porch, but it was delivered in the mailbox. I don't know if you have anyone that checks your mail,
in the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, my sister, I was in the hospital. My sister was coming by. She would bring me my mail in the hospital, but again, I swear to God, they just weren't there. So,
well, you might want to ask her if she got those products out of your mailbox, because we go by the USPS tracking number. The USPS tracking number states that they were delivered.
You said you're listening. She brought me my mail once a week. She brought the whole stack of it. There was nothing in there. Again, if I had seen a product in there, I would have immediately called to cancel. I couldn't call and cancel within whatever time period you had because I've been in and out of the hospital for the last 3 years because of my fall and my being paralyzed. And when I fell again, they're trying to save me from being paralyzed permanently. So, you know, again, I need to get an address or a phone number for the CEO, manager, owner, whatever, of this company. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. So this is what I'm going to do on the most recent charge, and that's all I can do. The most recent charge, I go ahead and give that back to you in full, but I can't refund anything else because we only do courtesy refunds on 1 month. The only month that I can do as a courtesy would be the charge that came out February the 1st. I go ahead and give you the full refund on both of those charges, which is $85.90 and $94.90, but that's all that you're able to get them this morning. I do apologize, but we're not going to refund all these charges back, ma'am.
Oh, wait. So $85.90. So what is that? Okay, did you say $85.90?
Yes, ma'am. You have a charge for this month for $94.90, and then you have a charge for this month for $85.90. I go ahead and give that to you in full, but I can't do any more months. That's the only month that we can do.
Why are there two charges? I don't understand that.
Because it's two different products.
Oh, two different products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's two different products. It's a face cream product and it's an eye serum product.
Oh, from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay, if you could do that, that would be appreciated. So then is that what would that be, the January or the February?
It's going to be the farrier charges.
February?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So then I got charged in December and January the same amounts, and I didn't receive the product. So who do I contact about that? I'm going to go to the CEO or the president or whatever, because I'm going to lose my house because I can't make my payments due to this stuff. I'm on Social Security. That's all I have. That's all I have, and I'm alone. So, you know, I'm fighting and scratching to save my life here.
Okay, so the two charges for the month of February has been refunded. Those two payments, one of the payments is for $94.90. The other payment is for $85.90. Those two payments does take at least 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account.
Okay. All right. So tell me who do I contact for the rest of the problems on this?
Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. No one here is going to refund anything else back because it's valid charges.
I know no one there is. I know no one there is in that center. I want to know who the president or the CEO or whatever of this company is because I want to contact that person.
Okay, let me give you the email address. That's the only thing that I can provide is the email address. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Hold on a second. I got to get a pen. What is the name of this company? What is the name of this company that
Lovish,
this product?
Lovish Grace Skincare.
Okay, can you hang on one second, please? I got to get a pen.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right, let me get a pen. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Okay. Send it back. Okay. Oh, all right. Oh. Okay. 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 The email is.
Okay. So the email is going to be support.
Support. Okay.
At
well,
the letter at symbol.
That's going to come right to where you guys are. I don't want that. I want
Ashley is going to go. Ashley, that email address belongs to the corporate office. It's going to go directly to them. It's not going to come to us.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Okay. I got to. I'm disabled. I told you. I'm trying to get. It's hard for me to write. I got to get. Okay. Hold on a second. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, geez. All right. Okay. So we're going to go support. Okay. S support. Damn it. Sorry. This thing won't hold still. I can't hold it still. Okay. All right. S support. Okay.
And then put the little at symbol behind support.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just going to be the name of the product, Lavish Grace Skin Care, and that's one word.
Lavish?
L-A-V-I-S-H.
Okay.
And then Grace.
Okay.
Then Skin Care.
Okay.
Make sure you got that as one word, okay?
Okay.
And then it's .com, but that's going to take you to the corporate office.
Okay. All right. And I thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome. Now, the month that I did do for you, the month of February, you get those back within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.